This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. India Today welcomed the summit between US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska, calling their leadership in the pursuit of peace highly commendable. In a statement, India's Ministry of External Affairs praised the progress made in the talks and reiterated that dialogue and diplomacy remain the only path forward. The ministry added that the world is looking for an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. US President Donald Trump suggested today that Ukraine consider a deal with Russia to end the war, citing Russia's considerable power. His comments followed a nearly three-hour meeting with President Vladimir Putin in Alaska yesterday, the first US-Russia summit since Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. Putin expressed hope that the discussions would bring them closer to peace in Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky stated that he would meet Trump in Washington on Monday and that Trump had briefed him on the summit's key outcomes during a phone call. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar held a bilateral meeting with his South Korean counterpart Choi Yan in New Delhi today. In a social media post, Dr. J. Shankar said that the two leaders engaged in productive discussions aimed at advancing bilateral cooperation in areas including trade, manufacturing, maritime and people-to-people exchanges. He said they also explored new opportunities in emerging sectors including artificial intelligence, semiconductors, clean energy and defense. Incessant heavy rains since last night have thrown life out of gear in Mumbai and various parts of Maharashtra. The downpour has resulted in at least six deaths across Maharashtra, including two in Mumbai after a landslide struck a house in the wee hours today. According to the India Meteorological Department, Santa Cruz recorded a massive 244 millimeter of rain. The intense rainfall has caused widespread waterlogging, leading to traffic snarls and disruptions to daily life across Mumbai. Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department has predicted very heavy rainfall in Kerala and issued an orange alert for five districts, Idukki, Ernakulam, Thirussur, Kannur and Kasargod today. A yellow alert has been issued for all other districts. The orange alert will continue in Kannur and Kasargod for the next 2 days. In Jammu and Kashmir, Chief Minister Omar Abdullah today visited Choshoti village in Kishtwar to assess the damage caused by flash floods triggered by a cloud burst. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that a senior army officer supervising the relief and rescue operation briefed the chief minister about the ongoing operation. Rescue and relief operation is undergoing and announcing the ex-gratia relief from the chief minister's relief fund, Mr. Abdullah informed that 2 lakh rupees will be given to families of the deceased, 1 lakh rupees for severely injured and 50,000 rupees for minor injuries. The festival of Janmashtami, marking the birth of Lord Krishna, is being celebrated across the country today. Devotees are thronging temples to offer prayers. Thousands of temples across the country have been decorated with flowers and jhankis are on display, as is the tradition. In Uttar Pradesh, the Krishna Janmabhoomi temple in Mathura is beautifully decorated to celebrate Janmashtami. A large number of people have reached Mathura and Vrindavan to celebrate the festival. For the first time, India is going to host the biggest international winter sports event. The Asian Open Short Track Speed Skating Trophy 2025 will be organized from 20th to 23rd of this month at the Maharana Pratap Sports College in Raipur, Dehradun. President of ISAI, Amitabh Sharma, informed that more than 11 Asian countries will participate in this historic competition. These include China, Japan, Hong Kong, Indonesia, Singapore, Thailand, Chinese Taipei, Vietnam, Malaysia, the Philippines and India. Athletes will showcase their skills in 9 different events ranging from 222-meter sprint to the 5,000-meter relay. In squash, India's Anahat Singh has reached the final of NSW Mega Open 2025 in Australia, and that is the end of this news bulletin.